This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today, Walmart celebrates its 50th anniversary. At the same time, shareholders are gathering at Walmart headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, for the company's annual meeting. Walmart's board of directors is likely to take some heat for high executive pay, as well as a Mexican bribery scandal. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Walmart employees gathered at a Shakey's pizza parlor near Los Angeles last week. Venanzi Luna asked her co-workers to vote for a proposal that would change the way CEO Mike Duke gets paid.
We need to show Mike Duke who's boss. And it's not fair that he makes $3,000 an hour and we get paid minimum wage.
She's one of the employee shareholders behind a proposal to curb executive pay. Luna and her colleague Carlton Smith came here to get out the vote.
Proposition number 6 is cut and dry. You guys need to take a look at the way these executives are receiving their bonuses.
Smith owns 4 shares of Walmart. Not a lot, but enough for him to attend today's meeting and press his case. John C. Liu, on the other hand, oversees 5.5 million shares of Walmart. Liu is New York City's comptroller and trustee for the city's pension funds. He wants to shake up Walmart's board of directors.
We will vote no against the re-election of 5 of these directors.
Walmart is under investigation for an alleged Mexican bribery scheme and cover-up. Comptroller Liu says his office asked Walmart to step up corporate oversight years ago.
When there are clear indications that the highest levels of Walmart management had been involved in quashing internal investigations, that becomes a threat with regard to the value of our shares.
Walmart declined to comment for this story, but analysts point out that the company's finances are healthy and its stock price is near a 10-year high. And even though several institutional investors plan to vote against Walmart's board today, the executives are unlikely to lose their jobs. Comptroller Liu explains.
There are no delusions that we'll have a majority vote. It's essentially mathematically impossible.
That's because the Walton family controls almost half of the company's shares. So the vote against board members is mostly symbolic. But even if no action is taken, Walmart will get the message. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.